nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you.
Hi, I'm Lion Rex Onosian, and I've got good news for you. You've got to keep watching this space, all right? What's coming? It's the Influence of the Spirit podcast. You heard it right. The Influence of the Spirit podcast. We will be coming at you week after week with solid nuggets, solid points on how to increase your intimacy with the Holy Ghost, growing in revelation of who you are in Christ, just walking in that enhanced life, that spirit walk life. It's going to be exciting. So please follow me on all social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. This will be amazing. It will be wonderful to grow together with you, grow in the things of the Spirit and in our walk, you know, and continuous exercise in the Holy Ghost. So looking forward to having you follow all the conversations we'll be having. It will be amazing. Hi, my name is Lion Rex Onosian. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Here we will be having a solid time with God's Word. We will learn who we are in Christ. Listen, there's so much God has put within us that makes the new creation, that's the born-again person, the most treasured possession on this earth. Wow, yes, and that's it really. So much to uncover. Bible says that God has put so much treasure in us. We have treasure in this earthen vessel. Imagine us week after week, episode after episode, digging in by revelation, by the help of the Holy Ghost, into all those amazing truths on who we are, what God is to us, what Christ has done for us. Imagine how much we would be, you know, edified and transformed. So please subscribe to this channel and then just turn on notifications so that once anything drops, you will be the first to know. It will be awesome being in this community with you, looking forward to great times together. God bless you.
Good evening and welcome, all right, to our weekly hangout, The Influence of the Spirit. Yes, and it's morning somewhere else and maybe night somewhere else again. And just great to have you. Great to always, you know you'll be there and I'll be here. We're just always going to have a good time in the Holy Spirit. Were you with us here last week? If not, all right, you still can catch up on YouTube and, of course, on Facebook. And then if you're watching on Instagram, you could go to IGTV, my IGTV channel, and then just catch up, please. If you're listening on Spreaker, right after this, just scroll the next one just before it. Just please don't miss what we thought last week. It's a foundation for what we're doing today. It's just been exciting. The work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. I know you know the Holy Ghost lives in you, but what is He in you to do? You know, unconsciously, we treat Him as though, you know, He were an item, all right, in a museum or maybe a showroom somewhere. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here. Oh, He is. Oh, so nice. Oh, so nice. Oh, see His ears. And all right, so I know we don't do that, but, you know, we just treat Him like He's just there. No. Oh, no. He is the mighty Holy Spirit in you and I to achieve so much, in you and I to do marvelous things. Oh, hallelujah. Could we begin by just thanking God for the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, for the mighty, matchless Holy Spirit. Yes, 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 yes. Glory, glory. Mm-mm. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's just exciting because He is a spirit of power. He's a great and mighty one. And hey, He lives in you. Oh, yes. And that's what we're still emphasizing today. Okay. So we will begin again with the 14th chapter of the book of John. Jesus in John 14, 16 says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever." Let's take a moment on that. All right. Jesus said, "I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter, and this comforter will abide with you forever." You and I have got to understand the ministry of the Holy Ghost and the commitment of the Holy Ghost. He's with you all the way, all right? He's in us, going the distance with us. He's not going to abandon us somewhere all because something isn't going right. He's committed. He is the comforter to abide with you forever. He is the helper to abide with you forever. The Holy Ghost is with me. The Holy Spirit is always with me. You need to allow that sink in. The Holy Ghost never leaves me. The Holy Spirit never, ever, ever leaves me. In Hebrews chapter 13, from verse 5 into verse 6, Bible says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and always remember that the Lord had said that he would never leave you nor forsake you." Verse 6 says, "Therefore we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid what man can do to me." But our ability to say what in verse 6 comes from the revelation in verse 5 that the Lord is my help. I mean, the revelation in verse 5, which is the fact that I would never leave you nor forsake you. Allow me, please, read the Amplified version there, because it's just interesting when you and I, all right, give great attention, like super beautiful attention to what the word says. And then we don't try to relate with God based on feelings. All right. We don't try to relate with God based on any other thing. So Hebrews 13 now, right? The fifth verse. Maybe I'll pick it first from NIV. NIV says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because he said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." The Amplified, I'll do the Amplified Classic, all right? "Let your conversation," or your character, rather, "let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money," all right, "including greed, avarice, lust, craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he," please notice this, "for he," God himself, "has said," now I want you to get ready for this, "for he," God himself, "has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support." This, somebody needs this right now. Okay. God is saying, all right, "be content with such as you have. All right. Don't get caught up in greed and all of that." He's not saying be content. Be contained. He's not saying don't dream, don't hope, don't wish for a better life. He's just saying while you are doing that, all right, don't covet, don't hastily and hungrily just keep desiring things, all right, that belong to other people, or, you know, just try to unnaturally overwork a process. All right. So he now says, "for he," God himself, "has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless or for..." No, maybe you thought I said that. I'm sure you can. All right. In case you're listening, all right, if you can find an Amplified Classic, please do that. All right. For those of you watching, I'm sure you can see the scriptures right there on the screen. So I'm not trying to emphasize that. That's the Bible. Okay. That's the level of emphasis that the Amplified Classic puts in there. We'll do that again. All right. So "for he," that's God himself, "said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless," all right, "nor forsake," you know, "nor let you down, or neither would I relax my hold on you." Assuredly not. This is God making a huge promise. And then you find quite a number of us, you know, having to pray and say to him, "Oh God, don't forsake me. Oh God, don't forget me." And then we sing it in songs, you know, "Oh God, please don't leave me, no, and please don't let me down." He said, and the level of emphasis, guys, is huge. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Then in bracket again, relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. God here, without doubt, God here unequivocally is expressing his commitment to you and I. So how is God never going to leave us? Because the Holy Ghost is with us. God gives us His Spirit to be with us forever. Please understand this. God gives you and I His own Spirit to be with us forever. In Ephesians chapter 1 and the 13th verse. Ephesians 1, 13. All right. We're reading the 13th and the 14th verses of Ephesians 1. It says, "And you," all right, "also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation." You were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. "When you believed," please watch this, "you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." The moment you believed in Christ, the moment you got born again, you were marked with a seal. And that seal is the promised Holy Spirit. Please get that. You were marked with a seal, and that seal is the promised Holy Spirit. 14 goes further to explain the ministry of the Spirit. It says, "Who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who have been, who are God's possession to the praise of His glory." So, the Holy Spirit is a down payment, is a deposit. All right. Bible refers to Him that way. He's a down payment. So God puts the Holy Ghost in you to assure you. All right. You find many believers, you know, not even sure they are ever going to make heaven. All right. So almost every day, and then their prayer is, "Oh Father, I just want to make heaven." Bible says that you've been marked with the Holy Spirit of promise. Number one. Number two, Bible now explains, further, saying the Holy Ghost is a deposit, a guarantee. Please note that. All right. "Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession?" Okay. NLT says, "The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us inheritance He promised, and that He has purchased us to be His own." All right. We're purchased. Like, you go to a place and then you make a deposit on the stuff. All right. It's yours. Nobody could come up there and pick it up. It's yours. If maybe you're running, you know, like an installmental payment plan, or the product is yours. So the Holy Ghost is God's. Amen. Whoosh. God loves us so much, He gave us Himself as His own deposit. All right. So, you know, you could want to pick a loan and then say, "What's the collateral? Oh, take my house, or take this landed property, or take." God said, "No, I give you myself. I give you my own Spirit. I give you my Spirit." This is exciting. The Holy Ghost is your guarantee. You are marked. You are marked. You are sealed. You are super sealed by the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're super sealed by the Holy Ghost. So going back to that John 14 when we began, all right, Jesus said, "And I'll pray the Father, He will give you another comforter who may abide with you forever." 17 says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not, neither knows Him." It now says, "But you know Him, for He dwells with you and He will be in you." So the utmost, all right, position of the Holy Ghost is not to be with, is to be in. All right. And Jesus said to them, "Listen, He's already with you." How? Because the Holy Ghost was with Jesus. Acts 10:38, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. All right. Went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him." All right. Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me." So putting those two together, I realized that Jesus had the fullness of the Spirit. He had the Holy Ghost on him. So obviously the Holy Ghost was with the apostles because they were rolling with the person with the fullness of the Spirit. All right. And then they saw the operations of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost was active in the ministry, in the life and the ministry of Jesus. So the apostles saw that. So He says in 17, "He is with you, but He is going to be in you." Oh, dear Lord. The Holy Ghost now would move into them. The Holy Ghost will now move into them. The Holy Ghost will now move into them. This is amazing. No wonder He tells them in Luke 24 and also in Acts 1, "Stay in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. Stay in Jerusalem till you are endued with power from on high." Stay. And what was going to happen? The Holy Ghost was going to move into them. Whoosh. Glory to God. Who is this Holy Ghost? What's His capacity? Because if He's in me, is He just in me like, okay, I got kidney, I got liver, I got two eyes. Hey, is the Holy Ghost just, you know? No. And then your kidney and then your liver and your two eyes, all right, they are gifts from God to you, all right? You might not, you know, have to see them or feel them, except maybe you look into the mirror, then you see your eyes, all right? But you don't see the rest of them because they're covered all up. But they are relevant, and I'm sure you know that. Much more than that is the Holy Ghost within you. The Holy Ghost within you. Isaiah was describing something about the anointing upon Jesus, and really, by the time you look at the anointing upon Jesus, you realize that it's the same anointing that is upon us because we are where? In Christ. So in Isaiah 11, all right, so Isaiah talks about the fact that, and it shall come forth, all right, from verse 1, a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a root or a branch out of the dry ground. Verse 2, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear. Although this is usually described as the seven spirits of God. And anyone that I counted six, where's the seventh one? Because usually we get to skip the first in verse 2, which he says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, which is the spirit of dominion or the spirit of lordship, all right? So we get to now start counting from the others. So Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of dominion or lordship, number one. Spirit of wisdom, number two. Understanding, number three. Spirit of counsel, all right, number four. Might, number five. The Spirit of knowledge, number six. And of the fear of the Lord. Now, are there seven spirits? No, it's one spirit. It's just multifaceted. It's one spirit. Is manifold, all right? His operations is, I mean, it's the same Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians 12 that we're told that these are gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of, is the same Spirit, all right? For their diversities of gifts, the same Spirit. So it's just one Spirit. But the point now is the person living in you has all of this. Oh my, yes, yes. So inside you is a spirit of dominion. Inside of you is a spirit, all right? Of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord inside of you. Knowing that sometimes there's this holy boldness that rises up inside of you, the spirit of dominion. When you speak by the gift of faith, all right, irrespective of the hardship or the adverse circumstance all around you, and just make a declaration and it comes to pass, it's dominion that is at work within you. It's dominion, all right, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of, I mean, these are revelation spirits. All right? Those are revelation spirits. And they begin to know things you didn't know before. And this is the Holy Ghost working in you. So guys, you and I, all right, we've got to give attention to the one in us. The one in us. Listen, there are many, many spirits all over the world. And I love the fact that we also have a spirit. All right? So, you know, sometimes you just get afraid. Oh, that lady, they said she has a spirit. There's a spirit wrong in her. And that guy, they just one funny spirit about him. All right? So when they get busy talking about their own spirits, talk about your spirit too. Glory to God. You have the greatest spirit of all. You have the spirit of all spirits. All right? If we could ever have to, you know, call him that. And I love what, you know, John was saying in 1 John chapter 4. All right? From the first verse of 1 John 4. He says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into all the world. And this was written like how many, like years ago? So it's still true till today. It's not everything that even looks churchy or Christiany that might be authentic. It says, hey, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. All right. Verse 2, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Watch that. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit. All right? So you find that many demonic, you know, spirits that now try to act like they're of Jesus Christ, they would always want to avoid that talk, that, you know, whether Jesus came in the flesh, whether Jesus is the Son of God. You find that they don't want to talk about it. You know, I was reading, you know, John G. Lake, all right, he said someone was involved in some level of seance, you know, this Ouija board kind of stuff, all right. And there was this couple, church, Christian people, and then we all, you know, at those moments when people are down, we just could be vulnerable to wrong stuff. But that's why you need right Christians around you, right people around you to keep, you know, edging you along the right path. So this wonderful couple, that they had lost their, you know, daughter, wonderful girl. All right. And then there was this, you know, person doing the seance thing, all, you know, in town. So they were convinced by someone to just go there. And I guess the person went and, you know, the person was able to invoke or conjure the spirit of their daughter. And daughter said a couple of things and then said this and said that. You know, and then they mentioned it to John Lake and he said, and I love John Lake. All right. I love John Lake. He just wants to go and see. He wants to see. Yeah. So let me go. I'll come with you. And then he went. All right, so they did the same thing again. You know, they were able to invoke the spirit of a, you know, dead girl, and then, you know, ask questions, and then she was saying stuff, and then they asked her questions, and really accurate stuff. All right, ask questions, and John Lake said, "Okay, let me ask her a few questions." And he said, "Do you remember that glorious Sunday morning when you received the Lord into your life?" He said there was no answer. You know, the girl didn't, you know, like she couldn't remember. And then he reminded her again of when she got filled with the Holy Ghost and she couldn't answer. And then he reminded her of certain prayer meetings that they had, and he said the Spirit of God would come upon her. You know, and he said the girl couldn't answer. And then he said, you know, I told the parents, don't you see? Because the parents knew when their daughter got born. He said, see that this is fake. And I love Gilek. He didn't end there. He said, in the name of Jesus, come out of here. Woo! So, I mean, he just got the demon out of her. Why? Because any demon, any spirit that won't even want to talk about getting born again, you know, any that doesn't want to say, oh yeah, Jesus, you know, yeah, I remember Jesus died for me. The devil will avoid that topic. All right. So I know sometimes, you know, people say, oh, my dead aunt appeared to me and someone appeared to me. You know, maybe if they get in conversation when you ask them, Jesus is Lord, isn't it? He died. He came in the flesh, right? You might find that topic is avoided. And then because people just swallow what they see and all. You know, that was this case. Because you find Christians, you know, being just afraid. You got the devil, demon, you know, that was operating out there. And that's the same thing happened in Acts 16. All right, that lady that kept following Paul, you know, and his company about saying these men are from God. They've come tell us the ways of God. We need to listen to them. He realized that, no, this is the spirit of divination. She was saying the right thing, but by the wrong spirit. She was saying the right thing, but by the wrong spirit. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. So you need to do that too. Okay? Many years ago, I was pastoring, you know, somewhere in Oshun State. It was a campus, you know, in Edo Polytechnic. And then we're having this prayer meeting. I just come in from a trip, and then we're pacing, and this lady, we're pacing the floor, and then she hit her head against the pole. Poop! And then she didn't twitch. She just kept going. I felt, ooh, that's like some supernatural strength or something. All right, then I saw her go to her friend, lay hands, and now on, the friend went out on the floor. I felt, okay. She started manifesting some levels of aggression. You know, it was quite funny. And then at that point, I realized, you know, this, you know, she wore like two tops, and, you know, one was, she was going to, you know, even remove the first one on top of it. You know, I felt, this is not the spirit of God. Something's funny here. You know, so I just even blotted out, all right, no, devil, I've had a funny trip. I'm tired right now. I don't have time for you. Something like that. And then I just saw people pause it. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus. you know. And then suddenly, the moment I even said that, lady now just changed. Her eyes went funny. She started charging towards me. I said, no, come on. I don't have time for you. I don't, not today. You know, and glory to God, you know, we addressed the demon in the name of Jesus and the lady was free. But the point is, you find many believers, once they hear demon, devil, no, sometimes the devil doesn't even manifest in some ugly looking form. He tries to even come in something looking nice. So Bible says, you know, here, you know, verse 2 of 1 John 4, hereby you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. All right, verse 3, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. All right, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So some of us are waiting for that final Antichrist. But any spirit that doesn't accept or agree as to the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ is Antichrist. Do you understand that? Any spirit that doesn't accept the death, burial, resurrection is Antichrist. So Bible now says, verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, good news. Oh, there might be false spirits in the world. There might be false prophets in the world, but the spirit in you is greater. The spirit in you is greater. There might be hatred all over the world, but the love that is in you, you need to understand the work of the spirit in the believer. The work of the spirit in the believer. Romans chapter 5, you know, lets us know, all right, that the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. All right, it says, hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us of God. All right, now I want you to understand this, because that's Romans 5:5, right? Hope makes not ashamed because the love of God. Get this, has been shed abroad, poured out, expressed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which God has given. So the Holy Ghost is in you, the work of the Spirit in you, all right, and he's brought the love of God into you. All right, so you don't say, oh God, give me love. No. All right, now you could pray that your love would abound in knowledge, all right, in judgment, all right, so that you know exactly how to use what you have. But the love of God is already inside of you. That means greater is the love of God than the hatred around you. So people might be around you hating you, not liking you. You don't respond. Bible says you don't become overcome with evil. No, you overcome evil with good. You love them. You walk in love with them. You walk in kindness with them. You walk in patience with them. You walk in goodness with them. That's what you do. Do you understand that? That's what you do. So greater is the love of God in you. And I've had people use this verse, that 1 John 4:4, and overcome strife. Overcome animosity. Just overcome it. I had a friend many years ago, we're on campus, there's a particular lecturer who just didn't want to see his face. All right. Didn't like him during the lectures. Didn't want him coming to his office for anything. All right. So my friend had an issue, all right, with his grades and all. And they had to go to see the lecturer. And then, you know, it was encouraged from God's word. Greater is the love of God in you than the hatred this man has for you. And he meditated on that for a while. Went into the lecturer's office. I mean, he went at a time where the man was even telling other people, get out of my office. Get out right now. Get out right now. And then he walked in and the man and said, how may I help you? Woo, something's different now. How may I help you? The man said, I have issues with my grades. Okay, so what do you want me to do for you? Or else I can't fail exams, you know. I've heard the story, you know, when. But good news is the man favored him and he walked out of there smiling. So could say, oh, nobody hate me. Oh, but they don't like me. Oh, but they did it. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Greater. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in you. Listen, greater is a spirit in you, all right, than the ones in the world. Greater, the greater one is in you. Greater is the love of God in you than the hatred that might exist all over the world. Greater. Oh, hallelujah. The spirit is in you. He is in you greater. All right. Greater also, you know, we said the Holy Ghost is the spirit of wisdom. You remember that? His spirit of counsel, his spirit of understanding, his spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord. All right. We said that from Isaiah 11. So greater is the wisdom in you. All right. The wisdom in you is greater than the wisdom the world would even want to give you. Greater. Greater is the might of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you're there feeling weak. You can't even explain. The doctors have checked you. They don't know what it is. Just feel weak. Tired. Oh, greater. Greater. They said jog, you've jogged. They said eat fruits, you've done that. And then just, no, greater. Greater is he that is in me. Greater, greater, greater. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is the strength of God in me. Remember, God, the Lord is the strength of my life, right? So greater is the strength of God in me than the weakness I might feel in my body. Greater, 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 greater. Guys, the Holy Ghost is not in us like a museum, like an item in a museum. Or an item in a showcase or a showroom. The Holy Ghost is in us, working in us. Working in us. Working in us. Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Romans 8, we're still in Romans. All right, so Romans, you know, the 8th chapter. I know you know it. And then the 11th verse. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to quickly check out something. Romans 6. All right, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Romans 6, 1, verse 1. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death, therefore being buried with him by baptism, watch this, all right, this is where I'm going, verse 4 of Romans 6. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so should we walk. Even so, we also, all right? Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. It says, Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. So, Romans 8:11, all right? But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead, all right, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that lives in you. That means I could say, oh, the glory of God is in me. How did I know that? Because the spirit of God raised Jesus from the dead, and then we're told the glory of God raised us from the dead. So who raised us from the dead? Is it the spirit of God or the glory of God? Now the glory of God is spirit of God, spirit of God is glory of God. Hallelujah. Anybody got that? Because one of the manifestations of the spirit of God is the glory of God. All right, when you see the cloud, like happened, all right, in the dedication of the temple of Moses, you'll see that thick cloud. And, you know, people have seen that in meetings. And that's something this generation must protect. This generation must preserve. All right. So I know we're used to now church auditoriums having smoke. All right. So we get all these smoke machines and then smoke fills the whole place. So a new generation doesn't even know there's anything called the cloud of glory. Right. Because all you know is smoke. No, let's worship till we see smoke. Now, not because of worshiping so that we see smoke, but when we do see, we have no glory that God is a manifestation of the Spirit. And we should see more of it. We are in the last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the glory of God is in me. The spirit of resurrection is in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it will raise Jesus from the dead, there's no sickness in any human body that would not and cannot be dealt with. Watch this now. You know, Lazarus was resurrected from the dead, but he died again. Right? Everybody that was ever resurrected in the Bible died again. But the level of resurrection that Jesus, all right, experienced was such that his body became immortalized. All right? He now could walk through walls and he could, you know, fully levitate and any of that. Now, to a certain degree, not to a fullness of that degree, but to certain levels, now the Holy Ghost can do that to a believer. We find Philip, all right, in Acts chapter 8, being taken by the Spirit, and he ended up in Azotus, all right? So it's possible for a man to be taken off, all right? Even in modern times or recent times, we've seen a Katrin Coleman, right, to levitate. And then many other preachers have done that. Some even individual believers have done that. Now, you don't go seeking these things, please, I beg you. All right, but these things happen. They are just manifestations of the Holy Ghost. They are just available. And the church should not be too aware of what's going on in the world. And then we want to learn the systems of the world, the ways of the world, that we forget about the manifestations of the Spirit and the demonstrations of the Spirit. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So if the Holy Ghost could raise up the dead body of Jesus, give it life, please understand this, and then he raised it up without blood. That means Jesus now moves around in heaven. There's no blood in him because he shed out all his blood. Right? If not, when he appeared to his disciples, he'll be showing them his hand and then there'll be blood running through somewhere. There's no blood, all right? Because he now said to them, handle me, all right? He now said, a ghost, because they thought it was a ghost. He said a ghost or a spirit now doesn't have flesh and bones. He didn't say flesh and blood. He said ghost doesn't have flesh and bones, all right? So he doesn't have, he has flesh, he has bones, he doesn't have blood because he shed it all. So what spirit could do that? All right. And whatever spirit could do that can deal with fibroid. Whatever spirit could do that can deal with asthma. Whatever spirit could do that could deal with cancer. Whatever spirit could do that now could deal with HIV/AIDS. Could deal with it. Oh, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you. The spirit of God who raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you. Oh, come on, come on. Come on, meditate on that a little bit. The spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. Oh, they said there's something wrong in your blood. Oh, there's something wrong somewhere. Your skin is breaking. Your skin is breaking. You have skin rash. Oh, we curse that thing. By the power of the Holy Ghost, and it dries up. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. All right? They say you have skin rash. Your hair keeps falling. You got to hide it under the wig. Oh, but the same Holy Ghost that rose Jesus up from the dead. And he didn't raise him up a weakling. He rose him up in strength and power. That same spirit vitalizes you, gives energy, quickens every part of you, brings alive your cells. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. He brings life to you, brings strength to you so that that hair will grow. Is it possible? Yes, it is. Because you are like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Your leaves will never wither. Anything you do will prosper. Oh, so you would age, even aging gracefully. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? You would age gracefully, gracefully, gracefully. You know, very many times you could hide things under the cloth. Nobody sees us, they will get back home. All right, but the Spirit sees it. And in the name of Jesus, ha ha, oh, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I speak healing. I speak healing, yes, to your eyes. I speak healing. In the name of Jesus, healing. Oh, the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. The Bible says he gives life to our mortal bodies. He gives life to our bodies. So life, life is coming. Life is stirring up in your bodies. Yes, the spirit lives in you. So he gives life. Hallelujah. The spirit lives in you. Yes, yes, yes. He gives life to your body. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that pain in your head that by the life in your body is gone now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that pain in your back, that pain in your chest by the life of God. By the life of God, I declare is gone now. Now I speak again to your eyes. Yes, those eyes of yours, those eyes, life. Life, life, they come alive. No matter what the doctor said about it, life is restored. Life, life. I speak to your limbs. Yes, your limbs. I speak to your limbs. Let the Holy Ghost do his work. Let the Holy Ghost do his work. The work is on. The work is on. Listen, the Holy Ghost has been in you all the while wanting to do this work. Now you know. So what's happening? You know, in Hebrews chapter 4, Bible says the word that was preached to us was also preached to them, but it did not profit them because it did not mix with faith. It didn't mix with faith. So what's happening is you're activating the work of the Spirit, all right, in you by faith now, because he's anointed me to teach this word to you. So you receiving the word and believing it, you're activating. He's always wanting to work in you all the while. Yes, yes, yes. Now, the issue sometimes is, now you might just want to stretch out your hand and say, oh, it's gone, it's gone. And sometimes it's working. Just know it's working. It's in you, working, working, working. The Holy Ghost is in you. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. All right, says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? He lives in me. My body is his temple. My body, listen, come on. The Holy Ghost will not live in a house and then the tap in the bathroom isn't functional. The pipes, rather. All right, the pipes are broken. There's water running on the floor. The faucet in the kitchen is broken. All right, we've got to use some paper bag, you know, some nylon to tie it up with some rubber band, you know, and then the wood furnishings are out of place. And then the sofas, you know, are rat eating. And then, all right, the paint is peeling off. And then the Holy Ghost just sits there and just says, oh, what a nice house. No. The Holy Ghost is there. By his presence, there's renewal. Hallelujah. By his presence, there's renewal. So if you've allowed him, which you have by being born again, you've allowed him to have your home, your body as his home now. All right. He lives in you. Allow him now to do his work. All right. He's not in you like an item in a museum. Please get this. The Holy Ghost is not in you like an item in a showroom. He's not, you know, no. He's in you, working in you. He's working in you. He's working in you. He's working in you. He's working in you. Bringing healing. Oh, bringing healing. Bringing healing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you. Lives in you, lives in you, lives in you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the glory of God that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you. The glory of God is renewing you, is repairing you now. The glory of God is repairing you. The glory of God is renewing you. The glory of God. The glory of God, yes, is working on every cell in your body. Every cell in your body is being worked upon by the Holy Ghost. Every cell in your body is being worked upon. Yes. Yes. Every cell. Hallelujah. Every cell. Your cells have life. Your cells have life. Your cells have life. The immunity in them is increased. Yes. Yes. The immunity in your systems, your immune level, your immunity level is increased. It's spiked up by the Holy Ghost. Hiya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost is in you. Life. Is in you. He is the river of life. He is the water of life. He is the well of life. He's in you. He's in you, giving life to your mortal body. That's what Romans 8:11 says. He's in you, giving life to your body. And your body is made up of those cells, right? The cells. And then they form the tissues. The tissues. So your cells are full of the power of God. Your cells are full of the life of God. Every tissue in you. Every tissue has life. Every tissue, every organ in your system. All right. Every organ, every system in your body, every organ, every system, every organ. All right. Your kidney. All right. Your liver, every organ in you, every organ in you. And then every system in your body, right? Your respiratory system has the life of God. Why? The cells are activated. Glory to God. Ha ha. The cells are activated. All right. Your digestive system, you can't hold up food. You eat and then you have to throw them off. You eat and then you have to throw them out. You eat and then you have to pass them out in some uncomfortable ways. No. Your digestive system, we call it strengthened in the name of Jesus. We call it healed, repaired in the name of Jesus. Yes, we speak to your digestive system. All right. We speak to the walls of your intestines. We speak to the walls of your intestines. Also, we come against you. We speak to the walls of your intestine. We declare that they are fortified by the Holy Spirit. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the walls of your intestines. Now, we call them fortified. Yes, by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. The walls of your intestines. Yes. Yes, you have systems. Speak to your systems right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Your central nervous system. Your skeletal system. All right. Your lymphatic system. Just speak. Right. If you don't get all of that, just talk to your body. Just talk to your body. Talk to your eyes and your smell. All right. Something's wrong with your smell. Speak to it. Something's not working well with your eyes. The life of God is in you. Oh, the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. It lives in you. It lives in you. Don't conform to this world. Don't fear their fear. Don't speak death when they do. The life of God is in you. Oh, your entire respiratory system is fortified by the Holy Ghost. Oh, they said if I breathe it in, something might go wrong. The life of God is in you. The glory of God is in your body. The glory of God, the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We looked at John 4 last week. We just, you know, go again there and just meditate today. Just meditate. Just meditate. In John chapter 4, Jesus is speaking to the woman at the well. John 4 and the 14th verse. Oh, thank you, Lord. Are you speaking to your body? Thank you, Lord. John 4, 14. Jesus said, whoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Hallelujah. In me, in you is a spring of water welling up to eternal life. In me, in you, hallelujah. In me, in you is a spring of water welling up to eternal life. In me is blessing us. Don't forget, you got the wisdom of God in you, okay? The wisdom of God is in you. Counsel is in you. These are all the work of the Holy Ghost. So you're entering a new week tomorrow. Enter with this mindset. Greater is He, haha, that is in me. Greater. Greater is the Holy Ghost in me. Greater is the love of God shed abroad in my heart than the animosity at my workplace. All right, than the beef I experience in all these places. No, no, greater. Greater, greater. Maybe you do business deals and you feel, oh, there's a particular, you know, person when he comes into business, it's as if the atmosphere becomes contrary. Come on, you are in that place. You are in the same place. Take authority over that demonic spirit he comes there with. All right, and you release your own spirit. You have a greater one. You have a greater one. You take authority. Say in the name of Jesus. You could even do it underneath your breath. I bind every spirit operating in this place. All right. You could even do it smiling. I bind every spirit operating. Just take authority. The devil knows when you speak with authority. He knows. Oh, thank you, Father. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You know, glory to God. I take authority over every demon here. Take authority. Take authority. Yes. I take authority over every kidnap in this environment. Just take authority. All right. And they declare the Holy Ghost is here. Angels are here. Angels are here. Maybe the person has, you know, gone to do some, you know, jazz, some diabolical stuff. You know, to come into that business presentation and take authority. That just knock it off. 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 Glory to God. Oh, because a greater one is in you. The spirit of power is in you. You have an intelligence. You have a high level of intelligence in you. Second Corinthians, all right. I mean, Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 says God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. So the spirit in you is the spirit of boldness. The spirit in you is the spirit of power. The spirit in you is the spirit of love and of a sound mind. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. I do not have spirit of timidity. I do not have spirit of timidity. You're bold. The spirit in you is the spirit of boldness. The righteous are as bold as a lion now. Oh, hallelujah. 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 So John 4 and the 14th verse of John 4, all right? I just picked the latter part, NLT, says it becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. It becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. It becomes a fresh bubbling, all right, spring within them. Message and says the water I give will be an artesian spring within gushing fountains of endless life. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Life is in me. 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 Listen, even if you have a cut on your body, you can speak to it and say, I have the life of God. So I receive supernatural repair. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I got the life of God. Wounds are healed. Wounds are healed. Wounds are healed. Yes. Speak to that boil in your body. The life of God is in me. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit lives inside me. He lives. So boil. You and the Holy Ghost cannot cohabit in the same body. You go. You go. You go. You speak to your womb. You speak to it. Holy Ghost is here. Holy Ghost is here. Glory to God. You could do that yourself every night. You don't have to stress in the name of Jesus. Therefore, by the end of this week, no, relax. Just glory to God. The Holy Ghost lives in me. The Holy Ghost spent 3 months in the house of Obed-Edom in the Bible. Right? And the man prospered. 3 months. The ark of God was there, and that represented the presence of God. Now that presence is in me. Hey, 1 Corinthians 3 and 16 says, don't you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? The Amplified Bible says that the Spirit of God has his permanent dwelling. All right? Permanent dwelling. He's at home in you. The Spirit is in you permanently. Permanent, it means life is in you permanently. Hey, hey, it means wisdom is in you permanently. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. Wisdom is in you permanently. Hallelujah. Oh, the life of God is in me. In me is a gushing fountain of endless life. In me is a gushing fountain of strength. In me is a gushing fountain of wisdom. In me is a gushing fountain of boldness. In me, hallelujah. In me is a gushing fountain. Thank you, Lord. Ha ha. In me is a supernatural fountain. Glory to God. Glory to God. Speak to your body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Your eyes are healed. Healed in the name of Jesus. If you need a miracle, it's the same Holy Ghost that works miracles, all right? And it works in you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a blessed episode we've had today. What a blessed, 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 woo, blessed episode. And it keeps looking like we shouldn't end, right? Yeah. It's just warming up for greater things, okay? But you do this, please. In case you missed last episode, right? If you're watching on Instagram, just go to my IGTV channel. You'll find it right there, all right? It's right there, the last Sunday's episode of Influence of the Spirit. If you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube, just right there on my channel or my page, right? You'll find it there, please. And if you're listening on Spreaker, just where you are, just scroll to the previous episode. I want us to build up on this, the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. It's amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing. All right. And if you can, find me on Spreaker, Lion Rex, on Spreaker, all right, or Google Podcast or Spotify. All right. The last 1 week we've been talking about, you know, having faith in the finished work of Jesus. And we've talked a lot about the Holy Ghost dwelling in us. So please listen, please. All right. Just listen, listen and get blessed, get soaked, get thrilled, get blessed. Again and again and again. Wow, wow, wow. This week, guys, live conscious of the mighty river within you. That is in you. Well, it's flowing in you. All right. There's a well and then there's a river, but live conscious of the fact that the Holy Ghost is in me as a gushing fountain of endless life. Take out moments, morning and evening, during the day. The Holy Ghost is in me. Gushing fountain. I speak this blessing to you. I speak that you increase in this revelation, that you increase in this knowledge and understanding. Oh, that you will grow and walk filled more and more. Ha ha. More and more with this fullness. More and more with this understanding. Hey, and it will flow like a mighty river into every area of your life. Thank you, Father, because it's so, it's happening already for us. Yep. Yep. Activated already by faith. All right, in what you heard today, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, have a very, very, very blessed week. All right, see you next Sunday. Bye.
Hi, my name is Lion Rex Onosia. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Here we will be having a solid time with God's Word. We will learn who we are in Christ. Listen, there's so much God has put within us that makes the new creation, that's the born-again person, the most treasured possession on this earth. Wow, yes, and that's it really. So much to uncover. Bible says that God has put so much treasure in us. We have treasure in this earthen vessel. Imagine us week after week, episode after episode, digging in by revelation, by the help of the Holy Ghost, into all those amazing truths on who we are, what God is to us, what Christ has done for us. Imagine how much we would be, you know, edified and transformed. So please subscribe to this channel and then just You turn on notifications so that once anything drops, you will be the first to know. It will be awesome being in this community with you. Looking forward to great times together. God bless you.